Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening to you, and hello guys there in the chat room. We've got Pam and we've got Stella, and wherever you're listening in from tonight, today, this afternoon, morning, I always say that because you never know where people are listening in from. But I'd just like to welcome you all to the show today. My name is Andrew D, and this is my show. It's a mediumistic show, and I will be putting you in touch with your loved ones tonight. Now, guys, I had a wonderful weekend last weekend working down in Coles Hill. So I don't know whether Karen's listening in. Coles Hill is just south of Birmingham. There was a mind, body and spirit fair. And do you know what? It was a real education for me because I'll tell you all about it in a second, but we will be coming to some music. We've got a few callers lined up. I haven't got all of the names yet, but I'd like to say hello to the callers. And please hang on in there, guys, because we will get to you. And if you're listening in and you would like a free reading, guys, I can't remember. Tell you what I'm going to do. Ken can type me the number up. I can't remember. But the easiest way to go, if you go to my website, it's not Drew D, it's now Andrew D. So please click on there. AndrewD.com, and D is spelled D-double-E. If you go there, click on the link that says Blog Talk Radio. That will take you to the Blog Talk page. The number is on there that you need to call. That's a free phone number or toll-free number if you're stateside. But also, you will see the Skype link there as well. And the Skype link, if you've got Skype on your PC and you've got a headset, you get a free call, and you also get a free reading if you can get on. Guys, Skype me, call me, do whatever you need to, and you'll speak to my wonderful producer, Ken, and he will take your details. But, in fact, if you haven't already called him, we can still take your call, but literally it will be suck and see, guys. I won't know who I'm speaking to until Ken can put me through. That's if you call in during the show. So please call in, and let's see how we can get on. But please, 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 don't leave it till about 10 minutes to go and then everybody pile in there into the waiting room. If you want your reading and you want to guarantee getting on, please call in now. It's as simple as that. So go to my website, Andrew D, D is spelled D-double-E, AndrewD.com. Go to the number there, toll-free if you're stateside or Skype if you're in the UK. So let's go for that then. Right, so what was last weekend all about? It was a mind, body and spirit fair, and it was got to be one of the busiest I've ever had. And I'd like to say thanks to Karen Foster down there in the Midlands in the UK for organising that. It was a really good day. But why was it most interesting? Because some readings that you do, and I don't mean disrespectfully this to anybody, but some readings you do, they are fairly straightforward because the person's straightforward and they've lost somebody in their life and they're just wanting them to come through. And others can be considerably more difficult. And now, I'm not giving anything away, but the three that stand out was one particular lady, and she'd lost her husband a few years ago. And I just could not get him through. And she told me that she'd been to see other mediums and he had been through, or there was evidence of him coming through and communicating with her. And we eventually got to the bottom of it. And this is just a little bit of, if you're a medium and you're listening out there, or a psychic or whatever, or you work with the world of spirit in whatever capacity, or you're just interested, full stop, if you're listening in, this is a little bit of information for you. This particular lady, we did establish after a while that she was, in fact, very angry because they had a lot planned to do together and her husband became ill. And that anger was evident, and he just would not come through. And once she admitted she was angry, and then there was tears flowing, you know, which isn't always nice, but it was a form of release as well. And suddenly her husband was there, large as life. So guys, if you're working with spirit, if you're having a particularly difficult time trying to bring somebody through in particular, there are lots and lots of reasons why this happens. And sometimes spirit won't come through if there's that. The word I'm going to use here, guys, is a block. If there's almost a block there, or there's this pent up energy, not, I wouldn't say negative energy, or even a psychological block that, you know, and it happened another time. This lady was desperate to spend 5 minutes with the dad, and I got other members of the family through, and he was having none of it. He just wouldn't make an appearance. Now, somebody else might tell me there's another reason for this, but it's happened once too many times. And this particular lady had been through a particularly bad time for other reasons, and she'd also suffered from depression, guys. So all I'm saying is, if you're out there, you're doing readings, this is what this show is about. It's not just about message after message after message. It's about spreading the news. And I won't start singing there. But it's also it's about spreading the word as well. And if you've been through this, and it's about sharing knowledge, and it's about passing this knowledge on as well to help those of you out there who are working in this field to move on and move forward as well with your own development. So if you're having particularly difficulties there, and I did say to this lady last weekend, you know, come on, let's just stop the reading. I'm trying too hard. I said, I'm becoming a little bit agitated because this isn't working for you. It's not working for me. So we can either just call it a day. I said, or we can chat about it. And the minute she relaxed and the minute I relaxed and we started talking about her husband, you know, the sort of person he was, the next minute he was there, large as life, and this evidence started coming through. So it does work. It's about a little bit relaxation. It's about setting the scene, so on and so forth. Another particular lady, and believe it or not, she had it. Yes, and it was a Native American guide come through. And I said, okay, everybody's got it. If it's not a nun, if it's not a sort of monk one of these very, very sort of quiet spiritual people, I said it's a Native American. But she had. It turns out I gave her all this information and I said, I want to take you to North America, up towards the Rockies. It was up that way, and she said she was absolutely fascinated with that area. She actually had a Native American Indian tattooed on her back, and she had no end of books about it, and it really was a total fascination for her. So for me to have picked that up, and the information that was coming through was totally in tune with what was going on in her life and her own development as well. And another lady, it was more of a psychic reading, and she just said, I really want my cousin to come through. And the minute she said that, I said, send your thoughts up. And he was there, and there was tears of laughter, tears of joy, tears of not even sadness, but just that he was there and the character that he was as well. So, guys, there's lots of different reasons, but if you're calling through, and this goes out for you today, if you're calling in today and, you know, you're desperate to, you know, you're really desperate for a certain person to come through, you know, I want you to, I do mean this respectfully as well, have a little look in the mirror and say, am I ready for this today? And I think that's the big question. Am I ready for this reading? Am I ready for this person to come through? You know, and we'll leave it at that. Okay, so send your thoughts up now, guys. Send your thoughts up to those who you would like to come through, and let's see what we can do with that. Now, moving on quickly and swiftly, because I want to get as many calls in as possible. Let's just have, we've got 7 in the chat room now, guys, and let's have a look. And I believe, Ken's written all sorts here for me, so I'll just wait. I believe it's Donna who'll be coming through in a second. But my producer, Ken, has asked me to read out a poem tonight, and he said it's called You're Not Gone, okay? So I'll try and do it justice, Ken, but I don't know whether this is something special for you or it's something that means something to you. But ladies and gents, please listen in and I will give it my best shot. It's called You're Not Gone. With a tear in my eye, I can't cry. I'm going to walk away now before I die. You left this space inside me that feels empty and forlorn. But I know that beside me as... But I know that beside me as walk you'll always be. Be though you're not here now physically, we'll walk together in eternity. A song from your heart, from you to me, your words echo in my own company. There's no more sorrow as walk on. You're here with me now, and you're not gone. So if you can take something from that, then thanks for listening. Right, now we're going to play a little bit of Bruno Mars because I wanted to change the vibration because, you know, readings are about vibrations, guys, and it's about raising the vibration. And you know the old saying about, you know, he's in high spirits or there are high spirits around him? Or have you ever been in a bar and not been drinking and suddenly you have come away and thought, do you know what? I feel as though I've been drinking myself here with that. And you walk away feeling a little bit lightheaded, a little bit sort of woozy, and... all you've done is fed off the vibrations in that room, and that is what spirit work on. They're on a different vibration. If you don't understand that, somebody once said to me, you know, the world of spirit, trying to understand it is like teaching physics to a two-year-old. You may have heard me say that before, but what we'll say, guys, is we know they work on a different vibration. I've got to raise my vibration. They've got to lower their vibration, and that's what I'm going to do now is raise the vibration with a little bit of music from Bruno Mars. Take it away, please, Ken. That was Bruno Mars there, and what a way to end the song there. But anyway, listen, just before we go to the calls, I don't know why, I've just sat in my own little bubble there, and I suddenly thought, I don't know how you meditate or how you sort of raise the vibration or how you communicate with spirit, but I suddenly thought about this white light going up into the heavens, and it was the guy, I can't think of his name now, I just suddenly thought about that guy that jumped from the edge of space this weekend. What a phenomenal achievement. And I actually think the most amazing thing about that is that it was the record was for the time it took for him to come back down to Earth. And that record has stood since 1960. How could they do it in 1960 and yet 30 years later, 40 years, 50 years later, isn't it? 52 years later, we've only just done it again. What an amazing feat. And I tell you what, that guy will have some stories to tell when he's older to his grandchildren. But I'm just going to tell you this quickly as well before I move on. I bought a candle today. I was in I'd like to think Sarah at the 40 miles high, Ken just told me. But I know it was a height as well, Ken, but I think it was the time it took him to fall. But anyway, back to what I was saying. I was in the Holistic Hut in Rugeley, as they say down here, here in the Midlands of the UK. And a friend of mine's got the shop there, and I popped in today just to say hi. And I wandered over to the corner. And in the corner, I don't know why I went to that corner, just thought I'll go over there and see what they've got. And I noticed they had what they call them, spell candles. And I've never even seen them before, so there you go. So if you know a lot about these, then you're more educated than I am. But I was really attracted to the little stand the spell candles can go on. And as I picked the spell candle up, the little wooden thing, I knocked this candle over that was stood on the side. The rest of them were in the basket, but there was a dark green, not emerald green, just a dark green candle. And there was a little chart there to tell you what the candle was about. And apparently the dark green one is for, some say, fertility, but we won't go there. But wealth, abundance, and some people are a little bit vulgar about it and just saying money, but I believe it's for abundance. And literally I knocked it with my hand, it fell on the floor, and I picked it up, and my friend Sarah said, buy the little wooden holder, but she said, take the candle, because it jumped out at you. So I've just finished burning it, and as that song ended, the candle burnt out, so you never know. Watch this space. Right, guys, on with the show, because I know there are callers out there, and I've got one more song to play later on by P. Diddy. I believe Donna's been waiting very, very patient for us. Are you there, Donna?
How are you? Hi, yeah, Andrew. How are you?
I'm not better, thanks. Wow. And where are you calling from today, Donna?
This is my first time talking to you, and I'm calling from California.
Oh, I tell you what, Donna, I'm going to have to come out there and do a show or something, because just about everybody. Well, tell you what, if you want to sponsor me, but just about everybody seems to call from California, and we get one or two from New York, and sort of not really many. The odd call from Georgia, and maybe one from Arizona, but it all seems to be California there. So, anyway.
And I'm in a lovely spot, Santa Barbara. You'd love it here.
Oh,
very
I tell
nice.
You what. Well, I've done my cosmic ordering, so there you go. So maybe we can cobble something together there, Donna. So
okay,
Donna, what's going on? How can I help today?
Well, I've been by myself for a few years now, like 5-6 years, and I was in a relationship that ended. But I would like to know if there's someone coming into my life, and also I keep getting my person on the other side, we're celebrating, and I don't know if we're celebrating something big coming in or me getting married one day or what, but I don't know, I just feel something good's coming.
You feel something's good. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Right, let's see what we got then. Let's see who's here for you. Now, I'll tell you what I have got, Donna, and we'll come on to the relationship side of things in a minute, but because would I be right in saying Dad is on the other side? Dad's crossed over. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, he crossed over in May. Yes.
Ah, right. Okay. Well, what we'll do, Donna, then, I'll try and do as much work as I possibly can. And if you just try and say yes or no, or and we'll work through it, because I really want to sort of get Dad to come through here. But this gentleman, and the minute I just said, who are you, please? And I felt very much that this gentleman was on the Dad vibration here, and some people may mock that sort of the vibration, but that's the way he came through. It's almost like a gentleman who you would have been close to. But I also feel with this gentleman that I've got with me at the moment that he wouldn't have been very happy towards the end of his life. And the reason I say that, Donna, is because this gentleman's telling me that his words are his demise. It's almost like not just he passed over. I feel like this gentleman was almost reluctant to go because he said it was the way he went. He said he almost said that his, and without telling me too much, he said, would you understand why Dad is telling me that he felt it was cruel the way he was taken? Because I feel as though here, if it wasn't cancer, it's almost like he wasted away, and it's almost like the last 12 months of his life here were sort of taken from him, and he didn't have the same quality of life that he had previous to that. Would you understand this, Donna, with Dad?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Thank you. And would it be right in saying it was cancer that took Dad as well? Would that make sense?
No, it was not eating.
Right, okay, thank you. See, and that's why, because I should give this evidence, and I know there are people listening tonight who say, oh, you shouldn't have said that, but I'll tell you why, because I was being made aware of the stomach here, but I can also understand here when I said about the wasting away, and that's why I got that, and my brain tried to make sense and go, oh, yeah, that's cancer, but it wasn't, so thank you for that. And Dad is telling me here as well that, if I may say so, Donna, right, okay, I'm just asking for a bit more evidence. Would you understand, now, he said about the cruelty, but would you understand the anger with Dad as well? Because I feel towards the end of his life, he got very angry, and it's almost like he wanted to blame somebody, but he was more angry at himself. Well, his words are, he was angry at the world. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, anyway, what he's telling me here, Donna, that I don't know whether you've got an apartment, or in fact, Dad is showing me an apartment. Right, okay, thank you. But he's taking me here at what looks like a balcony. I would call it a balcony, or maybe a sun terrace or something, that sort of thing. But he's telling me there is a wind chime outside there. Would that make sense? Okay, thank you. And he's telling me that you have doubted. It's almost like when there's been a beautiful, clear day. He said, you heard the wind chime tinkle, but he said, you've dismissed it and said, oh, just must have been a little breeze or something like that. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what he's telling me here. Dad's telling me that he said, you keep saying, oh, no, it's the wind. There must have been a little puff of wind or something, or a door closing, or something to cause this wind chime to tinkle away. And he's telling me now, he said, he's letting you know he's there, because he said, would you understand where Dad lost the power of speech, or he was unable to communicate properly before he passed away? Would you understand this? Okay,
yeah.
And he's saying that before he passed away, he communicated, and it's almost like he had his own sign language. And also, he would point to things, and his words are, he would point to things or try and gesture with his hands as well. Would you, or write things? In fact, he just showed me here, he would have written things down as well. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And he said he just wants to bring that through for you now. And more than anything, he said there were not just tears at his passing. He's telling me here as well, Donna, that he said, Dad's telling me that in many ways, he said, somehow you felt as though you couldn't do enough for him. And I've got to choose my words carefully here. He said, his words were, you felt as though you failed him somehow. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. And he just said, all he wants to say is, because he said, he's trying to bring me the energy of how you were feeling at that time. And he said the frustration you had and that you couldn't do what you needed to do for him. But more than anything, he said, he's just making me aware here with yourself, Donna. First of all, he said he's been around you. He said, at the moment, he says, you feel financially here that he said, and I know there's economic problems around the world, so I'm not just going to try and make this fit. But Dad's telling me here, he said, you feel as though you've been up against it. He said, it's almost like there are some out of the ordinary bills come in here that or financial obligations. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not just talking about energy bills, you know, gas or electricity or, you know, power bills or whatever. He's saying, and he's not showing me what they are, because Dad's telling me, he said, that was the beauty sometimes of him not being able to communicate properly, that he could keep a secret. And he's laughing about this now. But he said to me, he said, don't worry about the finances. He said, as long as you, his words were, as long as you apply yourself, he said, you will be able to work your way through this. And what he's telling me, the reason he's talking about that now, because I know you said about the relationship side of things, and Dad's just telling me here, he said, that will come in. And I know we're only just into October now, But he wants to take me forward. Where are we? Right, he wants to take me to next May. Now, he said there's either an anniversary. Oh, it'd be his anniversary next May. Right, yeah, because you've told me he passed in May. But he's telling me there are other celebrations coming up around the time of his passing, but not this year, next year. It's almost like there's an anniversary or a wedding anniversary or like a 21st birthday or a 50th birthday. He's telling me that there's somebody got a significant birthday around the time of his passing next year. Would you understand this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And all Dad's telling me is, he said, you are working your way through this, but he said he told you this when you were younger. He said, learn to walk before you can run. And he said, as you're working your way through these other issues, he said, suddenly you will find the time to almost fit a relationship in. He said, because at the moment it's extremely busy for you. He said, you're still doing a lot of sorting out. And he said, you're trying to get... well, his words are, get your ducks in a row here. And that means, you know, literally get everything lined up. And he said, you're doing a lot of sorting out at the moment. And he's telling me there's a lot of clearing out of old energies and your old life as well here. Would you understand this as well, Donna?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And Dad's just saying to me, he said, towards the end of his life, he said he didn't have the energy to take on too much, and he could only do a little bit at a time. And he's telling me here, he said, if you just take it bit by bit by bit, he said, it will all work out. And he's just left me with the name Dan here for you. Would you understand the name Dan?
Dan?
Yeah.
That's my brother, yeah.
Okay, well, he just wants to say hi to Dan, okay? So can I leave Dad's love with you?
Thank you.
Take care, Donna. Bye-bye now.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, guys, well, there you go. That was Donna's dad. Do you know what? I don't know whether it's every single spirit that comes through or it's just a common name, guys. But literally, as she signed off there, I just heard the name Robert being called. It seems like I say that every single week, but I've got to give the names off. And even when I do my church services or I do my demonstrations, spiritual demonstrations, then... you know, these names come through because they are common names. The Peters, the Pauls, the Johns, the Jameses, the Josephs. They are what are common names. And I'm just going to pull a card here. I hope, Donna, you're still listening there, my friend. But I've just pulled a card here for you. And Donna, if you're still listening in, I hope you are. I've just pulled one of my Doreen Virtue Healing from the Angels cards. And strangely enough, I was talking about it before with my green candle. But this is the Abundance card. So... it's not just about money, but it's about abundance in your life. So can I leave that with you, my friend? And thank you very much indeed for calling in. So I'll just give those a quick shuffle. And we're going to go straight to area 224 now. And who's there, please?
Hi, this is Jill.
Jill, how are you doing? Okay.
Hi, good. How are you?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. So do you know what? Sorry, Jill, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Illinois, okay. Well, we're getting a bit closer to this side of the pond anyway. So I tell you what, Jill, every time I do this show or every time I work or every time I sort of do readings for people, I trust spirit implicitly and I trust them to deliver the knowledge. And I think half the time it's our problem as human beings because spirit know exactly what they're trying to do. And every time somebody new calls through, they say, please let the person come through that they're wanting to. Jill, what's going on with you? What's happening today?
You know, I've been really stuck in my life, and when will I become unstuck? Is that too general?
No, because, well, tell you what, Jill, I've just written that down. Because sometimes I find if I write it down, that gives me guidance as well, and I've just had a tap on the shoulder from somebody here. And let's just see who we've got and what they've got for you. Just bear with me. Okay then. Okay, Jill, what I'm going to say to you here is that I talked earlier on about when people are looking for family to come through or friends or loved ones from the world of spirit. And it's strange because it was almost like somebody said to me, somebody gave me the words which I've never used before, you know, are you ready for them to come through? And what I'm being told here, Jill, is that I know you said about you being stuck, but I'm being told here that in many respects, you've lost your faith in many respects. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, then. And I feel here from now, somebody's passing me this information and they won't step forward yet. But I'm just being told here as well that you feel as though you've been asking spirit or sending your thoughts up or your prayers for a long time now, asking you know them, when will they come forward, or when will you sort of become unstuck, and when, almost it's like you've been asking for signs as well. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Now I'm being told here as well that now we all believe that when we see the feathers, that's the angels around us. But I'm being told that you've been finding large feathers in strange places. Would this make sense?
Maybe. I haven't really thought about it.
Yeah, see, now it's one of those things that you think, oh, well, now you mention it. But it's almost like I'm being shown here not just ordinary small feathers that come out of cushions on a sofa or a settee. I'm talking almost like large bird's feathers here. And I know all feathers come from birds, but not the type that you stuff. This isn't the type that you stuff cushions with. This is the type that it's almost like a flight feather from a bird. And I'm being told that either you picked up, I'm being told Tuesday here, either you picked up or you found, it's almost like a large black feather with flecks through it. Would you understand this?
Okay, I'd have to think about it.
Okay, well, I'll leave that with you because I know that sounds a bit vague, but I'll leave that with you. But anyway, I've got a lady and a gentleman here, and I've asked the ladies to step forward first. And this lady is making me aware here that she's telling me that going back in time, I feel this lady is a grandmother at the moment, and I feel this lady also links. She's telling me she would link to the name Lucy, but she's also telling me here that the name Georgina as well, Georgie for a girl here, would link in. But this lady is telling me that before she passed away, and it seems to be a weight thing here, she's telling me that she showed me her neck, and she's saying she used to love her neck when it was younger, and she's telling me that she started to cover her neck up before as she got older because she said she was embarrassed about her neck. And I still feel this lady was this lady would have had money at one point, and I feel as though she would have had not lots and lots of money, but I feel as though this lady would have had money in order to try and just do what she wanted with her life. But she's telling me that when she passed away, there would have been a problem with her throat here, and I feel almost there was a blockage here. Would you understand this with one of your grandmothers, Jill?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. And this lady's telling me here that I feel that it's 50-50, but I feel this lady was on your dad's side. Would this make sense?
No, I think the one on my mom's side, the money
right.
was blocked.
Okay. So, like I said, it was 50-50, and I had to be right or wrong. But would you understand the problem with her throat as well? Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, what she's telling me here, because she's also explained to me here that although she had money, it's all her words are that with the money she's telling me should have stayed in the family, and but she's telling me here that it was either through, it's almost like her words are that somebody was cut off in the family because they married out of favor. It's almost like they married, it's almost like there was a partner lined up for them to marry and they didn't, and they were cut off. Would you understand where the money was, where somebody was disinherited in the family? Because she's telling me this money should have gone down the line, and it should have ended up almost sort of coming down your line here. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Would you, because she's absolutely adamant about where somebody was disinherited. So I'll leave that there with you. And all she's telling me here is, and I've asked her about you feeling stuck at the moment, and she's telling me, it's almost like you feel as though when you're working or when any money comes into you, and I know we all feel like this sometimes, but what she's telling me here, Jill, is that, excuse me, she's telling me here that you feel as though you can never ever get on top of everything, and she's saying financially here, and she said this is where you feel as though you're stuck, because you feel as though she's saying if you felt as though you had more money, you could perhaps get a better apartment, or you could move on, or you know, sort of move on with your life, and just some money would help here. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all she's telling me here is, Jill, she's explained to me that in your life, she said, you've had to fight for absolutely everything. In relationships, you've had to fight for your respect. You've had to fight for your to be noticed, and to make sure that you weren't, we say in this country, shortchanged, but basically that you were treated fairly. Would you understand where you feel as though you've always battled?
Yes.
Okay. Well, right, okay. Now, it's strange because I've just heard the word Nanny Mary. Would you understand where Mary links to your grandmother?
I would have to. My other grandmother's name is Mary.
Thank you, because that's all she said. She just said, obviously she would link, if she was the other grandmother, she just said Mary, she just called Mary out there, okay? But all she's telling me here for you about this feeling stuck, she's telling me that although you've had to fight for everything, she said, in many respects, she said, you've had opportunities to walk away, and her words are from bad relationships, relationships that have sort of come back on you where people have treated you badly. And she said, you have many occasions to walk away and start afresh and make a new for yourself. Would this make sense, Jill?
Yes.
Okay. And what happened here, and I always try and explain in my readings the reasoning I'm giving this, and I'm being told here that it's almost like you're recreating the situation, or you have done, you know, it's almost like you've walked away from one thing to another. And what your grandmother's telling me here, Jill, is that she said you still have the power to walk away from where you are now, but she said it's that fear of the unknown. And this fear of being stuck at the moment, she's telling me the answer is in the palm of your hand. You may feel as though, you know, you can't move on or you're tied to where you are, but she said you will be looked after, but it's that faith and that trust in God and spirit as well to guide you in the direction that you need to go. But you need to trust your heart as well, which is your soul telling you where you need to go. And I've said this before to people, but she said it's your head, it's your thoughts that are blocking this. Would you understand where you feel as though you're being pulled in a certain direction, but your thought processes stop you all the time? Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay, what I will say to you here, Jill, is that now I've asked your grandmother to give me a timeline here. We're coming up to Christmas. She wants to take me up to next July here, but she's telling me next July was a significant time, and I don't know whether you knew whether she passed around July, but she's telling me July was very special for her. But all she's giving me here, one is a single red rose for you, which is love, but she's telling me in the height of the summer next year, she said there will be love coming back into your life, rather than it going out of your life. It'll be coming back into you, and you'll feel as though you're moving forward again, and that will give you the confidence to move forward, and especially to take that step out of the life that you're in at the moment. So can I just leave her love with you? And just before you disappear, Jill, I'm just pulling the cards here. Wow. Okay, all I'm going to say is I pulled four cards here. Archangel Michael card says you're guarded and protected. The healing from the angels card says it's to trust, not only to trust yourself, but to trust spirit and God. Excuse me. And Isabella from the Doreen Virtue cards is telling me here, yes, the timing is right for this new venture. A happy outcome follows your positive expectations. So it's about moving forward. And the Oracle cards, which I use, what are these called? I can't remember the name now. The Sonia Chiquetta card just says let go and flow. So it's all there for you, Jill, if you're willing to let go and be positive, okay?
Thank you. That was really excellent. Thank you so much.
Take care, Jill, and look me up sometime and maybe we'll catch up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Okay, guys, I'm going to take a little breather because I need to get a drink and my throat is drying out. So, do you know what? I like this next song because, one, I like the song by The Police anyway and Sting, but it was P. Diddy or Puff Daddy as he was then, and it was his tribute to Notorious B.I.G. And, guys, these things happen to us. I'm not condoning any of what goes on in the world, especially between, you know, fellow man. But all I'll say is that if you've got your loved ones on the other side, as P. Diddy is doing now, give them a thought, send your thoughts up, and let them, you know, they know you're there, but just let them know that you're thinking of them, and they will endeavor to help you in any way they can. But open your heart to the guidance that they give, and I'll leave you with P. Diddy. Back in a minute.
yesterday, we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough. Notorious, they got to know that life ain't always what it seemed to be. Words can't express what you mean to me. Even though you're gone, we still a team. Through your family, I'll fulfill your dreams. In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feelings hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half a breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Songs always catch me up. I was in a world of my own there, just typing away in the chat room. But excuse me, there you go. That was P. Diddy and Every Breath You Take, or whatever he called it. But it was originally Every Breath You Take by The Police. So there you go. Anyway, we've got a UK caller. Stella, are you there?
I'm here, Andrew. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. And it's surprisingly clear, a Skype caller. So how are you keeping, Stella? Okay.
I'm fine. Just got a few little things going through my mind and things that need some clarity on.
Well, go on then, because I've got one more caller after you, which I'm going to try and squeeze in before the end. So I'm going to be race through this one as quickly as I can, Stella.
And it's only been a month since she gave me that reading at that fair in Leek. And it was quite clear that we thought that I was going to be moving somewhere and perhaps going on with some work in a different direction. But I still don't know where I'm going to be going.
Right, okay then.
So, hoping I can get some clarity.
Okay then, let's just have a look here. Because, okay, let's just tune into this for you, Stella. Now, I know when I last saw you, I don't want to hark back to the last reading I gave you when we met face to face, but what I will say to you here is, Stella, that because I know you said that you don't feel as though you're moving on, but I feel just around you at the moment, Stella. I mean, this is just a purely psychic link at the moment, but But what I do feel here for you is that it's almost like you're waiting. Sorry, Stella, can I just ask you to move your mic away from your speakers, please? Because it's creating a bit of feedback. Is that, Ah, right, okay, that's a bit better. As long as you can hear me, that's the main thing. But I just feel here with you as though, Stella, that it's almost like mentally, I know you want to move forward and you wanted to go in a certain direction last time, but I just feel with you at the moment that it's almost like you have, if I may say here, it's almost like you've put the blocks on. It's almost like, I feel as though there's a mental block here. I mean, I know you told me that you don't feel as though you're going anywhere, but it's almost like you're standing still yourself. Would you understand this?
Well, to a certain degree, but I'm making efforts to do things with different people since I've seen you last. So it's more about where I'm actually, my physical location's going to be.
Right, okay, because we talked about, I mentioned near the sea, didn't I? And that's where I'm being taken now. Right, okay, let's have a look into this. Okay. Because I know when I last saw you, I did mention to you. Right, and I'm still being shown this, Stella. Now, I tell you where I'm being taken now, and this is a little bit difficult at the moment because I'm still being shown doors open for you. I'm still being shown keys going into doors. But what I'm also being shown here is that it's almost like where you are at the moment. Can I ask you? I mean, I don't mind talking about this because I do know a little bit about the situation, but where are you actually living at the moment?
I'm actually calling you from my old bedroom at my mum's house. I've just landed myself here for a little bit temporarily.
Right, okay.
But I know it's not forever.
Right, okay. Now, strangely enough, because the reason I said I was having the difficulty here, because I was being shown where you were, and I was being shown that's not where you are anymore, you see. And I can understand this standing still at the moment, but I really feel as though at the moment, Stella, that don't be rushing anything, because I feel that there will be new opportunities coming up, particularly around February. So don't resign yourself. And what I'm being told to tell you here is don't start fighting, you know, where you are at the moment. Just accept where you are at the moment as a bit of a breather and a chance to recoup and regroup yourself. And I want to say use the next 8 to 10 weeks of running up to Christmas, and particularly the Christmas period, as a chance to sort of think, well, things are slowing down, that things aren't going to be moving that fast because people are getting into that. And as much as I dislike it, not Christmas, but the way everything just grinds to a halt, use it as your opportunity to sort of recharge your batteries, and particularly towards the end of January, going into February, that's where I feel things will start moving forward for you again and opportunities will come in. Because I'm being shown here lines of communication. It's almost like unexpected lines of communication for people that you've been in touch with in the past. It's almost like you will come to mind again, and they will be in touch, and ideas will start to flow. So that's what I'm being shown here. But I think I'm just being shown at the moment, it is going to be a quiet time at the moment. But I tell you what, I've been shown here, Stella, on the healing card here, is celebrations are coming up, and I'm being shown here that particularly. And I know you didn't want to go down this road, but on the spiritual side, I feel as though there are celebrations coming up for the work that you're doing there. But I'm being told here, looking at the Doreen Virtue cards as well, that you've got to start being open to being giving and receiving love as well. But just very, very quickly, because there's a gentleman who'd like a word with you here as well, and I know I've given you some evidence of who he is before, but I didn't even know you were here tonight. Before I looked at the chat room, and Tim was actually with me, your old boss. And I found it strange because I thought, why is he here tonight? And it's only when I looked into the chat room and you were there. So, and all he's telling me here is that, now I know that you you took a lot of, he guided you in many respects, and all he's telling me here is that, you know, he learned the hard way that and he's telling me to pass this message on to you, Stella, in that he also wants you to take stock of where you are. And now, strangely enough, it seems to be the flavor of the night here, but he's telling me that this period of where you are at the moment, and he's letting me in on this secret, he said, well, actually, when I talked about regrouping and sorting yourself out and prioritizing things, he's saying particularly around, and he showed me the old pound signs here. Would you understand this?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and he said, although you feel as though you're being put back at the moment and you're on hold and you're fighting it, he said, you're swimming against the tide at the moment. He said, you've been put in this place. And he said, because he said, he's telling me here that your income's dropped off slightly as well, hasn't it?
Completely.
Oh, well, there you go. So, and he said, well, and his, in a nutshell, he's saying, put two and two together, girl, okay?
Well, I've been looking about going back into a sales job, like that's where I knew Tim from when I worked in sales, but I haven't done that for almost 2 years now.
Well, he said that, well, do you know what he's saying here? Because, I mean, I think this man was wise in the way he would gesticulate and sort of articulate himself. And his words are, you know, if it looks like a good job, it sounds like a good job, it probably is because it's a good job. But he's telling me the only person holding you back is yourself here. And his words are, you know, why, and please take it from me, you know, I'm just passing this on. He's saying, why haven't you, if you're thinking about taking a sales job on, why haven't you done it? Because he said this is all looking good. And he said, you won't have forgotten anything. He said, you do lack slight confidence, you know, as to where you are at the moment. He said, but it will all come flooding back to you, Stella. Would you understand where it's coming from with this?
That makes sense.
Okay. And he just said, he said, while you are where you're living at the moment, he said, take advantage of that, he said, until you can get up and running. And he said, it will all start to flow. He said, particularly, again, as I mentioned, in the new year. And I did, and before you even told me about looking into the sales job, I was saying before about, it's almost like old contacts coming in here. He said, look
up
old
contacts.
And I don't know whether the name Martin means anything to you, but he said, look up Martin. Would you understand Martin?
Oh, my God. Martin was my product manager I used to work with for 8 years.
Well, there you go. Now, I wouldn't know that, would I? So no. Can I leave that with you and leave Tim's love with you? And
okay.
I'm going to get quickly to the next call before my throat dries up totally. Take care, Stella.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Well, there you go, ladies and gents. I've met Stella once before in person, and that was her old boss that came through, and he did come through in our last reading. And I'm going to go to my last caller now, if I may do. And 714, are you there? Hello, 714, area 714.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Hi there.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, do you know what? I nearly said to Ken, tell me if Nathaniel comes through, because I just had a feeling he was going to come through tonight. But hey, Nathaniel, how's things? Okay?
Yeah, they're doing all right.
Okay, so where are we at, Nathaniel? Come on, let's have an update.
You know, I'm just, we haven't really, I don't know if we've got a buyer yet or not, so.
Right, for your house?
Yeah.
Okay. But, now listen, I'm being told here, Nathaniel, and you've got to take this on faith from me. I'm just going to shuffle a few cards here for you, because I know it's a bit of an update for you. But I'm just being told to... right, okay. Grandpa... Now, I know it's a common name, but would you understand Grandpa Jones at all? Would that make sense at all to you?
Jones? I don't know, Grandpa... You know, I don't know.
I'll leave that with you.
Okay.
I'll leave that with you, because if it just comes to me, then I'll let you know. But anyway, I'm being told here, Nathaniel, that I know you're saying about, and you're panicking about having a house buy-in, but I'm being told here, now, this seems very, very strange, but I'm being taken to around the end of December, New Year's Eve here, and you might think, who is going to be looking for houses around that time? But all I'm being told to you is, don't give up hope, but more than anything, did you take up that offer of accommodation from your friend at all? Was it Karen?
Karen?
Yeah, was that the lady who offered you the chance to move in?
Kathleen's offered to have me move in, but I haven't gotten back to her. You know, I've talked to her on the phone, but she's emailing me about the election a lot. But she's recovering from her bunion surgery or something, and she got a screw in her foot too. So,
Okay.
I know that she's very dominated, and she can be a bit feisty.
Yeah.
I think I want to calm her down, but you know.
Hey, listen. I shouldn't say this. This sounds terrible. I hope she's not listening. But just somebody said she's got a screw loose. I've done about a screw in her foot.
We know that she has a screw loose. I think it's an approach avoidance syndrome, but it's typical with the week that she's born.
Really?
Pardon me?
Yeah, sorry. I said really. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Sinead O'Connor is kind of born the same week, and Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, well, that makes total sense then, doesn't it? Yeah, because I don't know who gave me that then.
It's a similar syndrome through a lot of those people, the born
Okay. Right, Nathaniel, I've just literally turned over my one of the cards here, and this is just a straightforward, let's have a look at this. Now, it's messages from your angels, Mystique here, and it says, keep on charging ahead and don't take no for an answer and expect miracle solutions to appear. I still see your house sale coming up here. And I know
I'm really not worried about the house sale so much. I'm kind of worried about where I'm going because I'm living for free here and I don't have the money. So it's a refuge to be able to stay a couple of months to be able to figure out where I'm going until the shift happens in 13. I think I'll be, pristine or whatever in 13. But
how do you mean 13?
I hear that after the, when we get to the next year, it's going to be a lot better.
Oh, 2013. Sorry,
A lot of we're experiencing a lot of the shift or whatever now, the Mayan, whatever the end of the deal.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to take you, Nathaniel, to the new year, because I know that a lot of people say, oh, new year, new beginnings, and I don't believe that sort of that guff, as we say, because what I believe is that things are in cycles, and there are cycles, and I don't know an awful lot about this, it was just my own personal belief, that cycles, if there's a cycle that's meant to go between May and June, or it's a six-month cycle, well, wherever that falls, just because it's suddenly January the 1st, it's not all going to change. But I do feel that that is something around you that is happening around you, and I do feel positive about the beginning of January for you here. But where you're going to next? Now, I know you told me a few weeks back that you couldn't see this, but I have still got work changes around you as well, Nathaniel, and I see not only a move... I know you said, you didn't feel as though you could move far, but
it's going to be a job offer that may be kind of far, and it's going to be a good job, I guess.
Yeah, and that's what I still feel. So, Nathaniel, I'm afraid, my friend, I will have to cut you short because I've got about 60 seconds to end the show. But don't give up faith, don't give up heart, because I'm being told the new year is bringing good things in for you, work-wise, and the house thing will just fall into place. So good luck, my friend, okay?
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye now. Ladies and gents, I've really got to go, and I always take it to the line here because I want to try and fit as much in as possible into the show and make it as entertaining as possible. But Ken, if you could hit the outro, please. Ladies and gents, good night. Same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm. Or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.